God, our Creator and our Companion, who calls us in the power of the Holy Spirit and makes us the body of Christ. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, leads us to green pastures and even through the valley of the shadow of death, always to find abundant life. Grateful for the presence and the guidance of the Good Shepherd in our lives, and grateful for those times and places and people where we find rest and renewal in our lives, the green pastures that we experience. Grateful for all of these gifts, we worship.
Loving God, gentle shepherd, you provide for us green meadows and still waters. With gracious generosity, you feed us, and we praise you. Jesus, faithful shepherd, through the darkest valleys and the roughest places, you walk with us and bring us to safety. We trust you and we thank you. Holy Spirit, you guide us in the paths of righteousness, and with gratitude and joy we follow you. Gentle shepherd of our souls, we worship you, so we may follow you all the days of our lives. Alleluia.
Creator God, we gather in your name. We ask your blessing as we worship you. Loving Christ, shepherd of our souls, you lead us in paths of harmony. We thank you and gladly walk with you. Holy Spirit, in the face of our fears, you prepare a banquet of grace. May your goodness and mercy follow us all our days. Beloved God, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us as we worship you. Lead us in paths of justice for the sake of your divine. Alleluia. Amen.
Now it's time. Children, and I would love for you to be able to spend a few minutes with our new Director of Children, Youth, and Family Ministries, Josh Lundy Whitler.
Buddy, it's Josh here.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, and Black Jesus is here too. Say hi.
Hi.
I wanted to introduce you all to somebody new. This is Millie. She's our dog. She is a Havanese. She is 8 pounds. And 9 years old, and she's all puppy. When she was an actual puppy, I taught her a few tricks. Maybe some of you all have pets, too, that are able to do some cool tricks? You know, Millie loves to do tricks, and not just because of the treats, although admittedly, that's a big part of the draw. But it's also because of the relationship. She loves the connection between me and her. Be able to do these fun little tricks together. She loves the connection. She loves the relationship. She knows that I put in a lot of time, and that memory kicks in whenever we're doing these tricks. That time and energy that we spent together when she was little. Now, my son, Josiah, tries to do the tricks with her too. But as you can imagine, it's been a little bit different. In fact, the clips that you're watching right here, it's probably the most successful she's ever been at doing these tricks with Josiah. Because he hasn't put in the time. He hasn't put in the energy. He hasn't built the relationship yet. It's wonderful that apparently it's starting to pay off now. A lot of you probably know what a shepherd is. You may also know that Jesus once called himself the Good Shepherd. What did he mean by that? Jesus walks with the sheep. He takes them where they need to go. And when they get there, the gatekeeper says, "Who's there?" And Jesus says, "It's me, Jesus. I'm here with my sheep." And the gatekeeper says, "Oh, yes, I know you. I recognize your voice. Come on in." And Jesus says, "Come on, sheep." And the sheep say, "Yes, I know that voice too. I will come in." They know the voice because Jesus, the good shepherd, spent time with them. He walks with them. People don't love or trust from a distance easily. Can you imagine trusting somebody that you've just met or somebody you didn't even know at all? God wanted us to trust God. So God couldn't be unreachable. God had to be a shepherd. And so Jesus is God coming to be with us like a shepherd, right there in the muck of the pastures with us. God and Jesus put in the work, put in the time to build the relationship with us so that we could hear God's voice. Not just so that we could do silly tricks, but to be with us, to help us take the next step. You know, good parents, good teachers, good pastors, good leaders of any sort can't make bad things go away all the time. But they can help us take next steps by walking with us through the journey to help us figure out what to do next. That's what a shepherd does. And God continues to walk with us like a good shepherd, even in the midst of this terrible pandemic. Remember, God put in the work. So while God doesn't always make the storms of life go away, God does walk with us through those storms like a good shepherd. The pandemic's not going to disappear tomorrow, but God is going to walk with us and come out with us on the other side. Maybe, just maybe, we could learn a lesson from our good shepherd and not try to solve each other's problems or try to cover over our pain, but share our pain with each other, listen to each other, and walk with each other through the storm. Maybe we could do that for each other in a new way this week. Maybe there's somebody in your house or somebody that you're Zoom conferencing with that might need an encouraging word or an encouraging note or just a listening ear. Think about a way that you can reach out in a new way this week. And as you walk together this week, in safe ways, of course, remember, Jesus walks with us.
Yes, I do.
So I'd love to see a picture, again, of you and Jesus together in a picture. If you want to send me the picture of you walking with or hanging out with Jesus in your house, send that picture to me through email or text. I'd love to see them. You all are amazing and wonderful. Take care of each other. We will see each other again soon.
Thus says God the Holy One, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered. On a day of clouds and thick darkness, I will feed them with good pasture, and they shall lie down in good grazing land. And they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says God the Holy One. I will seek the lost, I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured. And I will strengthen the weak, but the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. The Word of God. Thanks be to God.
Matthew family, this is Jordan Farah, Josie, and Tyler. Wishing you the peace of Christ on this Sunday morning. Psalm 23.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence, a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, free from sin, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were going astray like sheep. But now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Hear the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Where are your green pastures? Those times or places in your life where you feel rest or renewed. For some, it's Sunday morning worship. I have my morning walk. This is one of the places that's my green pasture. This is where I have my morning prayers. I sit in my rocking chair, light a candle, gaze out the window at the farmhouse across the way. I have a collection of Bibles and Psalms and other devotional readings that I read. I have some icons that I gaze at. Mostly, I just read scripture and gaze out the window. I have a prayer journal that I write in. I have, like I said, different versions of Psalms that I read from. Mostly, I read scripture. This is the Bible I read from most mornings. It has three bookmarks. There's one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament, and one in the Gospel. I read a little of each. Mostly, I read really slowly, prayerfully, just listening for what God is saying to me. Listen for the living Word of God as you hear the good news from John's Gospel. Jesus said, truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger because they don't know the voice of strangers. Truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. The Gospel of the Beloved Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Whoever does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. I think of all the voices and forces in my life that have wanted to steal life from me. I think back over the last week and the times when it feels like I have been robbed of life. And I recognize that that's not God. I'm aware of those times. I lift them up for God's grace. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. I think about the ways in which Christ has entered the gate, come into my life. Right there, right present. Sometimes I'm aware and sometimes I'm not. As I think back over this last week, I remember those times when it felt like the presence of God walked through the gate and was there with me. I give thanks. The sheep hear his voice. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him. Where are the places, or what are the things that open the gate for you? What is it that helps you connect with God? It might be scripture, it might be worship, it might be walking in the woods, it might be music. It might be sitting in your favorite chair, reading, gazing out the window. What opens the gate for you? Give thanks for those things, those people, those times. Be mindful. Watch for that gate opening. The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own by name and leads them out. And when he's brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. There are so many voices that I hear, so many fears and desires and beliefs and opinions in my head, so many voices. It's not easy to discern what's the voice of God and what's just my opinion, my feelings. It seems like the first thing is that the voice of God is a voice of kindness. Jesus is the voice of kindness. Jesus confronted people, but he wasn't mean. He spoke the truth even when it was hard for people to hear, but he didn't do it unkindly. If I'm listening for the voice of God, I listen for a voice that is kind toward me. Any thought I have that I am unworthy or somehow there's something wrong with me, that I am ugly or evil or inadequate in any way. That's not the voice of the shepherd. That's my fear talking. But it's not the voice of the beloved, who is only kind and loving. The voice of the shepherd is the voice of someone who understands my faults, understands my weaknesses, knows the things that twist me about, even that I don't know, and forgives me, and just loves me. Like you love a little toddler that you're teaching to walk. They stumble, they fall, you still love them. Sometimes they make a mess. They take a lot of time and attention. Sometimes they break things. You still love them. That's the voice of the shepherd that I know. The voice of pure love and kindness toward me. And also a voice that leads me into kindness. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them and leads them out. The voice of the Good Shepherd is the voice that leads me to deeper compassion and love toward other people. Whenever I'm feeling angry, there might be some righteous truth in that. But the voice of the shepherd leads me to speak that truth with love, not with bitterness. He goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him. You know, when I, growing up in Montana, I frequently would come upon cattle herders or sheep herders with their flocks. And you just, when you come across that, you're driving down the road and there they are, you turn off your car and you wait because you're not going to get through. And there's this big flock of sheep, and there's these guys on horses or motorbikes, actually, and sheepdogs sometimes nipping behind, herding the sheep through the gate. It wasn't until I visited the Holy Land that I saw a totally different way of shepherding. I was in a bus, actually, just driving down the road and looked across the field, and there was this woman walking across a meadow and her sheep walking behind her. The shepherd doesn't go behind nipping at your heels hoping you go through the right gate. The shepherd is like one of the sheep, the one who goes first, and all the other sheep follow. Two things strike me about that. One is that the voice of the shepherd is one who is not nipping at me from behind, but one who is leading. The shepherd is the one who goes first. Wherever I am, in whatever paths of righteousness or valley of the shadow of death, the shepherd is there with me, leading me. The shepherd has already gone and found the way, and I'm following simply because I want to be close to the beloved. The voice of the shepherd is one that leads me by being present, but still leads me. There's this paradox. The voice of God is not my voice. It's not my opinions. God says, my ways are not your ways. And yet, at the same time, that voice arises from deep within me, not from some foreign place. And this paradox, that the voice of the shepherd, the voice of God, leads me to rest and renewal and abundance, green pastures and still waters, and also leads me. It's not all about lying down. It's about paths of righteousness that leave where I am and go somewhere else, even if it's through the valley in the shadow of death. The voice of the shepherd is the voice that challenges me, leading me out of the familiar, safe place where I am to a new place that might feel scary or unfamiliar, but it's only because it's unfamiliar. But the shepherd has already gone ahead of me. It's safe to go even to that scary place. There is both rest and challenge. A voice that comes from beyond and yet from within. And it seems like the voice of God is the voice that gives abundant life. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. The true voice of the Good Shepherd is the voice that leads me toward abundant life. It doesn't just mean abundant things. The abundant life doesn't mean economically high class life. It means deep. It means rich. It means infinitely wide with God's blessing. It doesn't even necessarily mean long. It just means deep. These days, I think about the COVID pandemic and this strange time we're in. Everything's so weird, unfamiliar. I mean, here I am preaching from my room. What? And it's strange in so many ways. We're separated from things that normally give us life and comfort. We're led into this new place that's strange. We don't quite know how to do this. And we wonder about the future. When is this going to end? How is it going to turn out? And of course, we worry about our health. We're aware of mortality. We're starting to hear of loved ones who are dying from this disease. We worry about our own dying. And in all of that, in all of these paths, including through the valley of the shadow of death, I find hope and strength and comfort and actually even joy in the present moment, knowing that I am with the Beloved. I don't know the future. I am free of the past. I'm in this moment. And the shepherd leads them. And I love this phrase. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. There's both. The coming in and the going out. There is COVID and all of its fears and all of its difficulties. And there is blessing. There is the uncertainty of the future, and there is the beauty and the blessing of the present moment. The voice of the Good Shepherd calls. All I have to do is listen and follow. And if I'm not sure how to follow, just listen. And if I'm not sure what I'm hearing, listen some more. Will you pray with me? God, amid all the voices in the world and in our heads, we listen most intently for your voice, for the call of the Good Shepherd who knows us and calls us by name. Help us to hear and to follow. God, for your abundant grace, we give you thanks. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen. We give thanks for the green pastures that God provides in our lives. Here are some places where the people of St. Matthew's find rest and renewal. The Good Shepherd calls us by name and knows us. And we follow the Shepherd because we recognize the Shepherd's voice. In this intimate presence, we pray with one another, for all the world.
Barbara Wheeler's grandson Eric, his fiancée Lucy, was killed in a motorcycle accident yesterday. For the Montgomery family and Eric, God, we pray for your blessing, your grace. This is my prayer. For Holly's family,
who was hurt by a four-wheeler accident, for her daughters as they stand by her side. This is my prayer. For Nikki in these troubled times, God's grace and presence. This is my prayer. For Sheila, who is recovering from COVID, God's blessing and strength. This is my prayer. For Peggy Papanastasiou's mother, who is isolated in long-term care, for all those who are feeling more alone than ever, God, may your presence be with them. This is my prayer. For David Drum, who has COVID-19, that he recover, that he know your grace. This is my prayer. God, we pray for the staff and residents of Acton Life Care, where it has been a very tough week. Give them strength, patience, and hope. This is my prayer. We pray for all those who are helping people deal with illness, isolation, and fear. God, may your grace sustain them. This is my prayer. And for all who this next week will be remembering their mothers from afar, patience and love and blessing and healing for that grief of not being able to be with each other. God, we ask your blessing for all these prayers and all those spoken and unspoken, for the sake of all of those who are in our hearts whom we lift up to you. We give you thanks, and we ask for your grace. Amen.
We pray for one another and ask your blessing on each of us. Bless our church and the whole body of Christ, that we may be one in your love. May your Spirit unite us, even in our distances. This is my prayer. We pray for those on our prayer calendar. Don and Sylvia Venata, Channing and Sarah Wagg, and Valerie Walters. May your will be done in their lives. This is my prayer. We pray for all who are in need. We lift up all who face the coronavirus and all who care for them. We give you thanks and ask your blessing for medical workers, first responders, and others who tend to the sick. We pray for the healing of the world, especially where fighting the coronavirus is difficult or impossible. Among the poor and homeless, refugees and prisoners, and those who have no private spaces or available water for washing, we pray that we will be lovingly present for all who hurt in this world. May your love move us. This is my prayer. We pray for peace among all peoples and for the healing of the earth. May your grace abound. This is my prayer.
When I want to pray, I put my hands together, I close my eyes, and then I start to pray.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my dear God, my Father, come first, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the children. God, I pray for all children to be safe. This is my prayer.
Dear God, I come before you this morning and thanks to you. We thank you, Jehovah God, for the gift of life that you've given us. We thank you for the provision. Jehovah, I'm praying that you may provide for those who are needy, for those who are calling upon you. Jehovah, may you be their provider today. Jehovah God, may you. I am praying for a solution, Jehovah, for this pandemic, oh God. May you help the scientists to find a solution, Jehovah. May I speak healing upon those who have been affected in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jehovah
Father, Jehovah God, we pray for St. Matthew Church, Holy God. We pray for your love, we pray for your unity. We pray that even the new pastor who is coming to take charge, O God, Jehovah Father, may you guide his steps, O God. May you give him wisdom and understanding, O God. Jehovah Father, your love that cannot be broken, O God, let it bond each and every member of St. Matthew. In whatever situation or difficulty that they are in, may you be there and may you be seen to them. This is my prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God. Miss you. Amen.
Good morning. As we prepare to say goodbye to Steve and Beth and hello to Janu, Haywan, and Joshua, let us lay this time of transition at the foot of God. Please remember in your individual prayers this week both of these families and the many changes they and their faith communities will soon be making. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for Steve and Beth, for their tireless efforts to minister, teach, and lead St. Matthew's. From Beth's efforts with our smallest and youngest babies and children to Steve's talents as preacher, poet, and musician, given freely to our children and our oldest and most wise and experienced elders. We ask that you give Steve and Beth peace and comfort at this time of upheaval and unknowing, that you excite them about the possibilities to come, and that you allow us to reassure them that they have been a blessing in so many of our lives and will no doubt continue to bless us and many others as they begin a new life of retirement. We ask that in their leaving you will grant us, as a congregation, peace to rest in this transition time and enjoy the remaining few weeks we have with Beth and Steve. We also ask, during this transition time, that you bless us with accepting attitudes, gracious and hospitable hearts, so that we may welcome our new minister and his family wholeheartedly. We lift up to you Janu, Haywan, and Joshua as they prepare to leave their current faith community, house, friends, and school. Grant them a blessed assurance that they are headed toward good things in Massachusetts. Give them the time and space to make adequate goodbyes to the many people they have ministered to in their current community. Bless both families with strength and resilience as they plan and carry out moves during such troubled, strange times. Lastly, thank you, Lord, for the blessing of ministers. We are all lay ministers trying to do our best to share your love, but a few have chosen to use their talents and gifts professionally, and St. Matthew's is blessed and thankful for the many ministers that have been called, answered that call, and found themselves in our church, at our altar, worshiping, teaching, and loving side by side with us. In Christ's name, amen.
Loving God, we pray as Jesus taught us, asking always you teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Beloved leads us beside calm waters, makes us lie down in green pastures, gives us this deep peace, the peace of Christ that we are given to share with all the world, beginning with each other. The peace of Christ be with you. Share a sign of Christ's peace with those you are with. And if you are alone, imagine the peace of Christ flowing out from you into all the world, and imagine all of creation returning to you the peace of Christ. Good Shepherd calls you by name and leads you out. And you will go out and you will come in and you will find pasture. You will be given abundant life. Go in peace and serve God with joy. Amen. Thank you for being with us through all of our technical difficulties. The spirit is willing and the electrons are weak. But it's good to have you with us. One of my favorite parts of these worship services is seeing pictures that you folks have submitted. So think ahead about this. Next week is Mother's Day. So here's some things to think about. In the very beginning, during the prelude, you might have noticed pictures of people in their worship setting, watching at home. You can send us pictures of those. But especially for Mother's Day, you might send us pictures of you who are mothers with your children or with your mothers. Or also, remember the tradition here,
has always been that the women have worn hats for Mother's Day. And I invite you to send us pictures of you with your hats. And guys, if you want to get involved, you can remember your mother and wear a hat. And we'll show those too. So include those pictures with them. I invite you to go to the church website. You'll find a link there to coffee hour. And a few of us will get together and share together in coffee hour in a few minutes, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Meanwhile, God be with you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you.